God's Servant Sealed, May 14 to 20. Today we are going to study Revelation 7, 1 to 8. After these things, the five seals that cover apostasy in the church, a record of which is carefully kept in the book of heaven, followed by the sun in the earth and in the heavens, sun, moon, and stars, earthquake, the opening heavens. This is the picture. We are living at that time. The heavens haven't been opened. I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth. Wind is a symbol of strife, commotion, war. The angels are controlling the four corners of the earth, the four quarters of the earth, the four sides of the earth. This is an idiom used in the Bible to cover the planet. He is controlling the conflicts in the planet so that they will not blow on the earth. We saw these winds of strife and commotion in Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. We saw them again in Daniel 8. These winds in Daniel 7, four winds, blew away the four kingdoms. Now here, at the end of time, they are ready to blow away the wheat and the chaff. But the angels hold them so that they won't hurt the sea or any tree. And I saw another angel coming from the east. That's the sun rising, having the seal of God. Now the seal of God, or the sign of God, or the mark of God, is mentioned throughout the Old Testament. The Sabbath is given as a seal or a sign in Exodus chapter 31. The seal or the mark or the sign is placed on the men that sigh and that cry in Ezekiel 9. And the seal of God or the mark of God and the seal of the beast or the mark of the beast is applied in Revelation 13 and 14. So now the angel comes with the seal of the living God. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is the seal of the living God. The seal contains the name of the potentate, his sphere of jurisdiction, the dates of his jurisdiction, and the reason for his power. The Sabbath is valid because God made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, rested, therefore he hallowed it. He is God, he is creator, he is the controller of the universe, he is the maker of the Sabbath. And he, that is this angel, cried with a loud voice to the four angels, "Hold, hold, hold, hold," as early writings tell us, to whom was given to hurt the sea. "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees. The righteous are as trees planted by the rivers of waters. The great seas of peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. Hold everything till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." The sealing is the settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually. We're settled. We've weighed the evidence. We've thought out the pros and cons. We've allowed the Spirit of God and the grace of God to come into our hearts. We've searched the Scriptures. We've observed God's providences. And we are settled into the truth. Thy word is truth. You know, I lose a little patience with people who don't like these terms. They don't like the term truth. Why not? Jesus used it. Jesus is the truth. The seal. Let's get the biblical language and use the vocabulary of the Bible without shame. These are conversation pieces that will help us to make points. So the servants of God must be sealed intellectually in their foreheads, and later on we see in their hands, that is in their daily activities. And the number of those that were sealed were 144,000 out of the children of Israel, and then he enumerates the 12 tribes. Now these 12 tribes are representative of all God's people. Their names are found on the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem. They represented every stripe of character that is seen among men. If we analyze these 12 men, and I have tried to do that in my little book, The Conquerors, they cover the whole spectrum of human character that God has transformed. And the 12 gates into the city, named by these 12 tribes, convey a message to us that whatever kind of character we might have, the gates are open to us if we allow the grace of God to change us and the seal of God to fix us. They are sealed. And verse 9, "And after this I beheld." Now this is where we take up next week's lesson. We look this week at the picture of God's guarantee that there is no kind of person except Dan. Dan is lost. He's a serpent. He's a critic. He's a backbiter. He's a rebel. He's lost. Now, Ephraim is superseded by his father's name, Joseph. Ephraim was a spoiled brat. He had too much money. His dad was prime minister and millionaire. He never cleaned his shoes. He never pressed his trousers. And his problem was that he suffered from incurable cranial inflation. His tribesmen lose his name and are called by the tribe of Joseph here. And so we see that those who allowed themselves to be changed, to be transformed, to be sealed, to be fixed for God, have a place into the city. And 12 is the number in Scripture of government. And 24 courses of priests, 24 courses of Levites, 24 courses of princes, people, represented all God's people. So the tribesmen represent character breakdown, the 24 elders represent the governmental arrangement of God. And we live in the times today when angels are holding the strife and warfare and rebellion and antagonism on this planet in somewhat abeyance until God's people are sealed. And the sealing work is going on now. Every day, men and women are being sealed. They are settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually. They are coming to Jesus and finding rest for their souls. They are surveying the whole gamut of revealed truth. They are internalizing it. They are praying and studying and asking God to prepare them for that great time. And the picture is thrust forward 1,000 years to that city. And they can see that from every tribe, men and women may be saved. It doesn't matter what their heritage, unless they're like Dan or possibly like Ephraim, the gates stand ajar. And the invitation is, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom."